sun's rising above the mountains. People on the bus, and we're bouncing from Oakland to LA, the night way. Search of an enlightened mind state. Spent our whole lives trying to get them straight. Dollar bills. It's more than pay bills. Do as thou wilt, as the luckiest kind. Wine busted open in my bag. Spilled everywhere, people are so mad. Morning time in LA, such a wonderful sad. There's so many of us. As we gathered our bags, close. Headed to LA on hope. We're close. To LA on hope. She was crying in the abortion clinic. Her pimp's name was British. He was a mean son of a bitch who always hated tennis. The rackets, the courts, the scoring, the time-honored tradition. I sat next to her. Told her I would listen. What are you, a Superman? An ex-Marine hero? You stepped outside. A pimp. And a man that's new here. He's trying to be a gentleman. Do better than last year. You will. Living in LA on hope. We're close. Living in LA on hope.
Erotic City.
Spent our whole lives trying to get them straight.
Erotic City. Erotic City.
Get your paycheck faster. Do it. You want that paycheck? You know what? I hate these headphones. I hate them.
Are those new headphones?
No. They are the oldest headphones. That's a little bit better. All right.
What's the problem with the headphones?
Just every week, it's they're either too loud or the cord is shorting out.
Worth killing for. Worth going to hell for.
Yeah. I can't hear anything. So, like, just now, couldn't hear anything. So I have no idea what that transition sounded like. That transition probably sounded like ass.
Are we even on?
We are on.
Is this thing on?
Don't
hear that?
You know what? Now I'm going to have to go edit that. After the fact.
How do you know? You can't hear it.
No, I can hear it now. What an intro. Just fantastic. Like the NBA.
NBA the 80s, action.
In the 80s. It was fantastic. Have Kareem, Magic Johnson.
What is going on with you? Kenner's all about the NBA.
Get some Larry Bird.
I walk into the house and Kenner says, "Yeah, Steph Curry." Like it's a new lingo. Maybe it is. Maybe it should be. Because that should be some lingo.
Wow, I told you I got White Iverson at my job a couple weeks ago. Got White Iverson.
Oh, fucking, man. As long as you don't get Black Iverson.
What's that guy's name? That rapping dude? Rapping
Post
Holmes.
Malone.
Post Malone, that's him.
Karl Malone and Maggie Post's son.
I got Post Malone at work.
Yeah, you got Post Malone.
I was just minding my own business.
That sounds like some slang, too.
I was minding my own business, and a random young kid who was working on the job. There aren't a lot of young kids on my job. It's a lot of old... It's a lot of fat old...
Them dudes, they try to leave. They try to stay there.
Crusty men.
What's the retirement there?
Dude, like 60-something. Like, yeah, people...
But they're like, I ain't retiring. This job is easy. I work till I'm 80.
One of my homies at work has worked there for like 46 years.
That dude is loaded.
No, he's not.
With bullets.
But kid comes up to me and didn't really know who he was. And he was like, hey. I was like, hey.
Hey.
And he was like, I don't know if you know who this is, but you look just like Post Malone. And I was like, I just shook my head because that is the most ridiculous thing to hear on the job.
Yo, it is.
You look just like Post Malone.
It is nice to know as you get older.
The people who I look like continue to stay the same age, apparently.
People continue to identify you as somebody current.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I got Post Malone. I got White Iverson at work. Yeah.
If you've been out to the Forest Park, you can get your White Iverson on over there and Post Malone someone up, and then hit him with the sky hook.
Like Kareem.
That'd be awesome.
Oh man. But yeah, we are podcasting live from an undisclosed location. Who are we? We're El Ketter, and we're MIC.
And we're gonna meet you at the court.
Yes.
Next weekend. Come on down.
We'll be there with our shirts off. Because we might got to take our shirts off.
Get Post Malone'd.
Yeah, sure.
There's actually a gentleman that hangs out over there. Has been hanging out over there since I was a teen. And he was a grown man. He's still over there hanging out now that I am a grown man. And he is a groaner man.
A groaner man.
I forget his name, but I call him Larry David. Because he looks like Larry David with the bucket hat. In the Larry David outfit.
He's got on some New Balance.
Got some like Larry David shoes on. Same build. Got the pants tent going.
Is he saying pretty, pretty, pretty good?
Hey Larry, how's my shot? Pretty, pretty good. And this is your NBA minute. With the CT.
Yes. No, I made the Steph Curry reference. I have no idea who that is. I don't know anything about any Steph Curry.
I just know
everyone on Facebook is talking about him all the time.
You don't even need to know. That could be just some good slang.
Just say
you were just cooking up Steph Curry. It was delicious.
I just ate it actually. You just could smell it.
No, Steph Curry is awesome. So it would be you could use that in place of saying something was dope or fresh or excellent. Are amazing. Just cooked up the cauliflower rice.
I did.
Steph Curry.
Sure. I don't know anything about that.
Let's get that slang on and popping.
What I do know is that it's windy as fuck.
Yo.
I don't know if you can hear it on the podcast, on the mic.
I hope to God it's coming through.
But.
Because we might get swept off.
Yeah. Plants just got blown over in the other room here in the lab. I don't know what's happening.
I know there's like a wind warning. We got like snow this morning.
Because like the other day it was 70
crazy.
Degrees. Today yes. This morning it snowed. Yeah. I don't know what's happening outside. I don't know what's happening inside. I don't know anything about the NWA. The NBA. I know a little bit about NWA though. Yeah. I definitely don't know anything about the WNBA.
The NWA playoffs are coming soon. I really think Ice Cube is going to take it this year.
When he really wants it.
when he teams up with Common in that new horrible barbershop movie.
How is that even a thing, man?
I totally was about to like comment. I think Common put a picture up, and I had to like stop myself from having some sort of snarky derogatory comment to Common.
What I don't understand is the first thing I thought when I saw the picture of Common and Ice Cube together in the barbershop was, wait, didn't these guys record a series of records dissing each other back in the day?
That is when they were rappers, though. Now, they are more nappers than rappers. They just hang out, take some naps, make a movie or a TV show, and then record a song for the soundtrack that's just terrible. But hey.
I haven't heard the song. I refuse to listen to that.
I listened to it accidentally. It came out on something.
People have been posting it and been like, oh man, Ice Cube and Common together. Two of my favorites.
That's great.
Because you know what it is? It's like dudes our age who are like all salty about anything new.
True.
Who don't want to listen to any new rap and think everything is gay.
I keep posting that meme. The meme where like, this is what my rappers look like. This is what your rappers look like.
Those guys. The guys that post the meme of like the four young rapping dudes and are like, no one over 30 knows who any of these guys are. And it's true. I don't recognize any of those guys. But
I also don't. Yo MTV Raps doesn't exist, so I wouldn't know those guys.
And I could give two fucks about Common and Ice Cube doing a song together.
In 2016?
I haven't bought a Common or Ice Cube record in a long time.
Have those dudes put out any records?
Like, I stopped listening to Ice Cube in the 90s.
After Death Certificate.
The last Ice Cube album I was even remotely interested in was Death Certificate. The next one he put out, I don't even remember the name of that album. It was the one with, like, Bop Gun on it and all that shit.
Is that the one he got Wicked?
No, Wicked was on Death Certificate. No, actually, that was The Predator.
The Predator.
Death Certificate and The Predator, I liked both of those albums. But then the next one after that, and I can't remember what it was called.
It was a rap.
But like I said, it had Bop Gun and all that.
I'm pretty sure after that, after Predator, he did Friday.
And that was like 1994.
And then he was just just straight up doing movies.
That was like 1994.
He went straight Hollywood.
Common
took a little while longer to go Hollywood.
See, Common, I don't know, man. Like, I was with Common, and then like Water for Chocolate came out, and I'm one of the few people who just did not like Water for Chocolate. That album just pissed me off.
It was not your taste of chocolate.
It was not. There was a little too much. There was a little too much Badu in that chocolate, I think. But it was Soul Quarians, whatever. It was way too much.
Because he hooked up with the Soul Quarians, and that album was Soul Quarian out.
It was just too much. I wasn't into it. But then he came back after that. He came back. He did the records with like, you know, Kanye doing all the production on it and all that kind of stuff. And then he fell off again.
It's always who he's working with.
But like he like revitalized. He started working. He worked with Neptunes. Did the Electric Circus and all that kind of stuff. Which I really liked. And no one else did. No one else liked.
I know. But when he got his most sort of wild and creative.
Ironically, I said too much Badu in the Water for Chocolate. Electric Circus during his crocheted pants era.
Badu was on that too.
It was fantastic. Yeah, but they'd already split up by then.
There you go.
Yep. And speaking of which, you know what? A couple weeks ago, you were complaining to me on the Instant Messenger about the Organized Noise documentary on Netflix.
Did you watch it yet?
I did. I watched it yesterday, and it brings up an interesting issue. We were watching that. I did notice exactly like you did that like there's an extreme lack of any kind of Organized Noise produced music in the movie.
They went like 45 minutes before you started hearing. They would talk about songs they did,
but
they didn't play.
I really do think that has. They talk about that in the movie because they're like, "Yo, we let them have their publishing." So it's like they don't have the rights to those songs.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like they can't use that stuff.
And they made that documentary.
Yeah,
I didn't know that they were executive producers or whatever.
Queen Latifah and QD3, Quincy Jones Kid.
So they were not trying to, but the thing is, they would have like they had like L.A. Reid on it or whoever owns.
But I don't think it's that. I think it's more that like, the money. I think it's more that like Outkast owns the songs. Hoodie Mob owns the songs.
And
whoever else, and like random, you know, and yeah, and I don't think that they're gonna. Because you saw the one section where Rico Wade kind of gets a little salty about like Outkast basically like shunning them.
Oh, when they won the Grammy, and they weren't on the album. And all this.
And so I'm like, I can see him just being like, "Yo, I'm not asking them to."
Yeah, they're supposed to be homies.
Yeah,
so he wasn't reaching out to them to.
But throughout the documentary, they're interviewing Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, M. Cody is like, "So, do you think that had something to do with Andre and Erykah Badu getting together?" And you know what? I kind of wonder. I wonder that, like, did he see, like, Joy hanging around? And I don't know, she was, like, married to, like, Big Gip or something like that, right?
Yeah,
one of the dudes from Goody Mob. And be like, "I'm going to get me one of those." And then go get Erykah Badu. And, like, that's how he got all caught up with the Baduism.
Possibly.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. They were running the same circles back then.
I don't know.
Let's go find dig out some of those old source articles.
You're gonna find nothing.
Flip through the double XL for the Badu article about Andre.
I don't know. But that whole situation is bananas to me because like, if you go through the Badu line, you got DOC is like her first kid's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Then Andre 3000. If she has a kid with him too. Common, no kid. Dude from Dead Prez.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember which one, but one of them. One of the Dead Prez dudes.
Stickman.
And then freaking Jay Electronica. That's total insanity. Total insanity.
She knows what she's doing.
And I do have to point out, Jay Electronica never put out a goddamn record. Still to this day, that motherfucker has not released album uno.
But his name stays in the streets.
Yes. Well, I don't know about the streets, but
it stays in the blogosphere.
I don't know about the blogosphere either, but it
stays on Twitter. It stays on Kanye West.
It stays on OK Player.
It stays on the lips. As long as you're on the lips of Kanye, you good.
Pause.
Kanye stays on his own lips. So he's all set.
You've been talking to Kim Kardashian, haven't you?
We text back and forth.
We're BFFs. She shares a lot of nudes, doesn't she?
No, we talk a lot about
child rearing techniques. You're giving her advice.
Fashion advice.
You invented the boob tape, didn't you, Mike?
Boob tape. Need that boob tape.
Gotta have it.
That's good. Double sided. Extra strength.
Yep. Used to go to the music center every Tuesday buy the boob tape. New tapes every Tuesday.
Boob tapes. Volume 1.
This is a music podcast, at least occasionally, and we have played a little bit of music for you this evening. We started this evening. It's totally the afternoon. Whatever. It could be the morning when you're listening to this.
Whatever.
It could be.
Don't set your watch to this late podcast. Night.
No, because it's going to be wrong. I don't even know what day it is, to be perfectly honest.
I know what day it is.
But, played music from Serengeti. In this podcast, I don't know, a lot of times we focus a lot on brand new everything.
Yeah, because every week something new comes out, and it's like, yo, let's play this is brand new, and this is new, and this is new.
And we don't necessarily revisit a lot of stuff that we might have missed. And
the podcast can't be 5 hours long.
Lately, I've been going through stuff, and I've been coming across songs, and I'm like, yo, I never played that on the podcast. I want to play that on the podcast. And that happens to be one of them. It was Erotic City by Serengeti. Imagination Dandy Serengeti.
That Getty Life.
Yeah, one of our favorites. And it's not like from one of his like big theatrical albums. Like it's not from one of the Kenny Dennis albums. Yeah. What the... My Cody. Yes. The, how do you pronounce the name of that album? Is it Sal? S-A-A-L?
That's what I call it.
You don't pronounce it. Who are you talking to about that? And there you go. That's kind of illustrating exactly what I'm saying. Wow. The, it's kind of a indie emo tronic album. It's a little different. It's sort of similar to just Don't Give Up and the stuff with Polyphonic, but definitely a little bit more muted, a little less kooky as far as the beats go. But that was Erotic City from Sal. I assume that's how you pronounce that.
That's how we're pronouncing it.
There you go. And in the background right now, new music from Designer. It's Panda.
Panda, Panda.
Panda, Panda, Panda. Indeed. I listened to last week's podcast a few times this week at work.
And it's all about the panda?
And so of course, I've listened to Designer's Panda several times.
Do you know what he's saying yet?
I still have absolutely no idea what he's saying on that song. I've read along like with the lyrics up on my computer screen and like read it while he's rapping, and I'm just like I don't believe he's saying any of this stuff, because he's like from New York,
Brooklyn.
But everyone says he sounds like Future, which I could kind of hear that, I guess.
But I thought he sounded
like he was from England, like he had a British accent.
When I first heard it, I was like, "Oh, this dude is obviously some dude from like the UK."
I thought he was like a some kind of grime dude or something like that, but he's not. So I don't know what's going on, but all I know is that song is a little crazy. I forget the name
of the dude who produced it, but the dude who produced it is from
UK. Name at the beginning of the song, and he only paid like $300 for that beat or something like that, and that guy is like, you know, kind of salty, I guess, but
hey,
what do you do?
Now that dude will be like, yo, I made this beat, and rappers are just going to be lining up.
I don't know that that's how it works.
Who did that panda beat? Give me that guy.
Oh shit, there's a panda on my screen right now. In the background, M. Cody pulled up Polar Bears Cafe on Crunchyroll, and there's a giant panda like flying a spaceship. And it's shaped like a penguin. That should be a line in that song. Giant spaceship shaped like a penguin.
Write it down.
We're gonna start doing the clandestine
transmission ghostwriting service for aspiring rappers and current rappers who, you know, just want good rhymes. Just phrases. We can sell you a phrase. Like, yo, use this phrase. Like, remember, like, Dilla would put out, like, beat tapes? We'll give you a phrase tape. Well, we're not going to so much give you a song, but we'll give you phrases like
just
that.
Just key phrases.
Spaceship shaped like a penguin. Someone will be like, yo. Let's start writing rhymes just with that and pay us like, you know, $200. You get a phrase zip file full of like 100 phrases. And do what you want with them.
This is a good idea. I support this.
It sounds kind of silly, but the more I talk about it, the more I'm like, yo, that's genius. Because someone just download it and be like, you know what? I need some hot phrases. Spaceship shaped like a penguin. All right. And then they could change it to whatever, but they already paid us. So they could change it to spaceship shaped like a panda if they want to.
So it's like a bait and switch kind of situation almost.
It's called Get Money. From
That's
rappers.
Actually one of my phrases from back in the day was what was it? Crap. Fuck the dumb shit. Get money.
There you go.
That's one of them. my Twitter is full of those phrases.
So you just gotta go through your Twitter
all day long.
Put your Twitter on private, and then
just collect a lot of all those phrases. This is nothing but shenanigans all day long. Now I'm gonna have to go edit out those finger snaps. It's gonna be.
Why are you putting all the finger snaps?
It's gonna be peeking finger pop.
Finger peek. Worth
killing for. Finger. Worth going to hell. I don't know what's happening. Got laughter.
Anyway, what we got coming up next?
I don't know. Speaking of songs that have came out a minute ago, something else from the file. It's Kali Uchis, Riding Around. Album came out last year. It's not brand new, like everything else. I don't care. Okay, that's not brand new. I like it. I like it. And we're gonna listen to it right now.
There you go.
On the clandestine transmission.
Drop that old newness.
Here at ImageOnNation.com.
Thank you. desayúname encima de tu trono y al final coróname reina de todo. En el alfa y el omega, siento cuando te me pegas. Me tenías por el cuello agarrar, para lanzarme de la cima y por el cuello agarrar. Tú abajo, yo encima. Me pregunto si me amo solo cuando me tienes en la cama, agarrada por el pelo y gritando por los cielos, llamando a mi demonio que venga a ponerme hielo. Ya no queda nada, solo cenizas de tu fuego cuando me quemaste. Ya no queda nada, solo cenizas de tu fuego cuando me quemaste. Amor y decepción encarnan cualquier demonio que tengas escondido en la piel.
En español. We're gonna do the rest of the show en español.
¿Qué pasa,
amigo?
¿Dónde está el segundo?
It's not gonna last. Nope. Cause I have no idea how to say that you are in tune to the clandestine transmission in Spanish.
If you hit the translate button on whatever you're playing this podcast on right now, you'll be able to select the language you want to hear this in. So good luck with that.
You know who does know how to say it? Baxter. He does speak Spanish.
He does.
Can also eat an entire wheel of cheese.
What about Baxter's doing now? Pick up any more work? You know what's funny is we can totally look that up and figure out.
I'm sure we can. We're not guns.
I'm not looking that up. I'm sure Baxter's on like Twitter or Instagram talking about his new projects. Not sure what they are, but pretty sure he's getting paid well.
What I am sure of is that you just heard some music. Unlike normally, it wasn't new music. I usually say, hey, you just heard new music from blah, 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 and boobity boo. That's not what I'm going to say. This is not true. But you did just hear music. It was actually it's a couple years old, kind of like the Serengeti Jam. It was Crow, the Audrey Nix remix from 18 Plus. And to be perfectly honest, it's not from 18 Plus. Yeah, the original song is by 18 Plus, mm-hmm. But the Audrey Nix remix is actually just
a totally different song.
It's the same beat, but it's Puerto Rican rapper Audrey Nix doing all of the vocals on the song. So it's basically a completely different song. Different lyrics. Whole other thing going on. So technically that's Audrey Nix, Crow.
Her version of Crow.
Yeah, but it was released by 18 Plus. She uploaded it to SoundCloud or something like that. And they were like, holy shit, that's dope. We're going to put that out on this remix EP. And they did.
I like it.
Yep.
Sending that one out to Jon Snow.
That is funky fresh. I'm not sending it out to Jon Snow.
Rest in peace.
Because I have never seen that program. I do not watch Game of Thrones.
You don't have to watch it anymore because he's dead. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but there's rumors that they're going to bring him back.
Of course they're going to bring him back.
As like a wolf or some bullshit like that.
I don't know.
I don't know, man. But, or the fucking magic priestess or whatever.
I don't watch the show, but I would tell you what's going on because I've read all the books.
Maybe.
Actually, isn't he behind on the books? I don't know.
I don't know.
Game of Thrones is something that I just do. I don't pay attention to the news.
He said
to the books.
Game of Thrones is just a thing that I do.
I rearranged all the thrones in my house. It's like musical chairs.
That sounds tough.
Game of Thrones.
This is how you've moved your toilets?
That is just one of the thrones. That is the one you most want to sit on.
Yes.
That is the goal of the whole Game of Thrones. It's the secret that you don't know in the show yet, but that is the the goal. It's kind of funny though, because a dude dies while he's sitting where? On the toilet.
In Game of Thrones.
That's why I enjoy.
Don't tell me that.
That is why I enjoy the show. If that doesn't get you to watch it, if you never watched the show, and I said, "Yo, some dude dies while taking a shit," you'll be like, "Hey, that's the show for me." Game of Thrones. Boom.
I don't know. I would just watch it for the boobs. I've heard there's a lot of boobs in it.
I didn't. Not to go on this tangent about Game of Thrones, but like when it first came out, I was like, "This looks stupid. I don't care about them damn books. I got other stuff to do." And then the only piece of Game of Thrones I saw was like a loop after the first season of like all the boobs and nudity, yeah. Which just made me say like, yeah, this show is just stupid. It's just a bunch of boobs and it's just pointless HBO nonsense that I'm not gonna watch. But then I saw that there was dragons in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? And I said, all right, let me watch this.
Now you're hooked.
And I've been watching ever since. Nah, there's some people in it that I like that are on the show. Dinklage is awesome, so I'll watch him in pretty much anything. Shouts out to Peter.
Sure. I don't really care.
Nah, people just obsess over that show.
All I know is it's not The Walking Dead.
Oh, God.
And that's fine with me because I hate that show.
Yeah, no. It's definitely not The Walking Dead. I think Walking Dead is wrapping up another season or something.
Yeah, I think the finale.
So the Facebook tells me.
Is like this week or whatever. So, yeah. I don't know. I won't be watching. I know that.
No.
I will just stick with my... My Daredevil season 2 on Netflix.
There you go.
And I will wait for
season 3,
Penny Dreadful, to return to Showtime next month.
And you got that?
Yep.
Yeah. No.
And what's homeboy from Breaking Bad? There is
Saul.
No, the kid.
The kid Jesse. Pinkman?
Yes.
He's got a show coming out?
He's on a show on Hulu. What is it called? The Path? Yeah. The Path.
Is good?
It's good. Yeah, it involves a cult.
Check it out.
Yeah, it's good.
Like me some Pinkman.
Oh, it's him and freaking...
I forget that dude's name.
And Will Graham from...
What is his name?
From,
oh, yeah?
Now from I definitely from Hannibal. Yeah.
Now I definitely got to check it out.
And the wife from the first season of True Detective. Yeah. Fantastic cast. It's a great show.
I will check it out.
Yep. Started like last week.
Just started watching.
Who had that? And they had the Kennedy assassination, Stephen King drama. Mm-mm. With
news to me.
With homeboy there, Franco.
Julio Franco, the baseball player?
Yes. No,
James Franco.
Jaime Franco. Yes.
I'd watch that. Need to get down on the Hulu.
Yeah.
What we do have is we have somebody's Plex account, which is like a media server. So everything.
So you have access to somebody's computer, basically.
Yeah.
Who did that? What moron gave you that?
Secret.
Whoever that is.
It's a genius.
It's a bad idea.
But whoever I did, thank you, because you have everything on there, so I don't have to wait for anything. It's all in HD and it's real nice. Thank you. Thank you, stranger.
Thank you, Secret Squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what TV stuff is on.
Well,
You know what I started watching was Up Shit's Creek.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
On Amazon. I watched some episodes of oh my god, the Chris Elliott show. Get a Life. And I was like, how is this on TV? This is so preposterous. And then
I love that show.
I know. And yeah. I was like, what is he doing now? And I found out he's on this show. And I was like, oh, Eugene Levy's on the show?
Eugene Levy and what's her face there.
Yeah. And yeah, I was like, I gotta watch this. It's got its moments.
Well, my thing is, we had this discussion last week. I'm not getting another platform. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the whole...
you have to go download it.
The TV streaming situation is the same as the audio streaming thing. I'm not...
yeah.
No. I'm not buying subscriptions to every fucking thing. I'm just not going to do it. It's not going to happen. Sorry. But not sorry.
Yeah, no, that's a lot of... You end up might as well just have cable.
And that's not going to happen.
And that's not going to cut it either because... then you're missing out on the Netflix shows, Hulu shows, Amazon shows. Am I missing something? Is there something else out there that has shows on it?
I don't know. Probably. I'm sure there is. There's probably shows on Tidal.
Streaming service or something.
Tidal got shows now.
Tune in to Jay-Z's pet project.
Yes. And it's him with, like, cats and dogs. Him walking dogs.
It's called Marcy, the Marcy Project. It's a sci-fi show, sort of like the Manhattan Project, but it's like a dude in like Brooklyn.
Oh, see, I thought it was gonna be like Mindy Kaling.
She's in it.
Her show, the Mindy Project.
Yes, it's true. But it'll be the Marcy Project.
Switch to Hulu.
So
it's on Hulu now. Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Yep.
I need to send that idea to Mr. We're gonna move
Mindy Kaling into the Marcy Project.
Yes.
And call it the Marcy Project.
And she quits being a doctor, and she becomes like a doctor of nuclear physics and starts working on like a H-bomb or something.
In the project.
But it's not really an H-bomb. That's the name of like her album that she's working on. And the FBI gets involved and try to shut it down, but it's great.
This is a great idea for a show. Why is this a much better idea for a show? Did any of the shows that are actually on television? What the fuck, man?
Sean Carter, get at me.
Seriously.
We'll work on that title streaming video thing and just get more people's money. It's fantastic.
I would subscribe to Tidal for that. It still trips
me.
I would do.
It still trips me out that there's no like free, like everything that we talked about, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon, maybe not Amazon, but you could like sign up for like a free trial. For like a week or 15 days, like a month or some shit.
There's no free trial for
titles. There's no free title. Like Spotify, all these other shit. I remember I went on there, I was like, oh, so this is how I'm going to have to listen to this Kanye album? All right, let me just download it and listen to it. Nope. It's like, hey, thanks for downloading. Now give us your money. So.
No.
No freebies from the Jigga Man. That's all I have to say about that.
Sure. In that last break, like I said, you heard 18 Plus, Crow, the Audrey Nix remix, or Audrey Nix just doing a song called Crow. And you also heard music from Cali Uchis with Riding Around. Her Por Vida came out last year. The They remixes from Crow came out, I don't know, I want to say a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
That Por Vida wasn't it for free off her website? It probably still is.
So speaking of paying to stream shit, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, folks, go out there. There's plenty of free tunes out there. And then if you dig it, do the artist a favor and spread the word.
Do your due diligence.
Go see him in concert, you know. And then buy like a t-shirt or a tote bag or a button or sticker or something cool. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Artwork. I don't know.
That's what I do.
It's 2016, so you have, you know.
Yeah.
You just don't have to support by getting music. You can, you know, do it other ways. Action figures. I don't know. People got all kinds of stuff.
You do.
Right? I mean, Starface.
Yeah.
Dude had action figures for his record. So, good stuff.
It's true. In the background, what this world needs now. Cooley G, sort of UK pseudo grime, garage, sort of stuff.
Came pseudo two step.
I want to say that was from like 2012.
It's all a blur to me, Ketter.
Well, you know, I don't be like that. Like I'm saying, I got so much music.
I know.
Which is another reason why I'm not paying for Tidal. Because I got so much music, I don't even really remember half the stuff that I have. and stuff that's only got like a cursory listen, or I got listened to it for a couple weeks and then forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So that's kind of what I wanted to do today. I wanted to go back, pull some stuff out that, you know, still gets played in my rotation.
We could totally do this every other week or every couple times a month or something. We got some, there's like playlists I have on like my phone or at work of like stuff from before that
there's so much stuff
never
that
played it for anybody.
You know, we'll share MP3s or whatever for the show, and there's a lot of stuff that we have that we don't ever play.
Yeah,
like
true.
when we're going through the songs.
Yeah. I'll just download stuff. I'll see stuff and be like, oh, this is fresh. What is this?
Yeah, we're just like, oh, that's not working in this mix today. So we're gonna.
Oh yeah, then there's all that too. Yeah.
So we're sort of stuck. There's all that stuff.
We're bringing you like an hour's worth of music.
Yeah, and you know we want to talk and BS for a while as well. You know, so it's
coming next month, the 5-hour podcast.
I mean,
get you through your work day.
Yeah.
Just leave the mic open and just, you know, sit down and chit chat, play some tunes.
We could do that.
Yeah, that's a little too much. That's where you do like this live streaming Periscope type of deal that people do.
But the theme for this show has been kind of a yesterday and today kind of a thing. So as we move forward with the rest of the show, we're gonna play some newer stuff. Coming up next, we got music from Archie Marshall. That's King Cruel. It's called Sex with Nobody from his A New Place to Drown, which came out last year, but it came out at the tail end of last year, so it's still pretty new. It's April, but it's not as brand new as most of the shit that we usually play on the show. And then after that, we're gonna play some stuff that's a little newer. Some stuff that's something else that's maybe from the tail end of last year, and then some joints that are new, like right now new. And we'll go out with that stuff. But I'll tell you more about that after we play it. Like I said, coming up next, Archie Marshall, Sex with Nobody, on the Clandestine Transmission. Here at ImageOnNation.com.
Something about a bird in the hand being worth two in the bathroom or something. She's grateful, of course, very grateful, and invites me to stay for tea and a bit of cake. What would you do? Never got along with many heads, never got along with friends, couldn't sleep in girls' beds, had to fled. After I fucked, after I bust, I had to not get the night bus home. Man, I'm getting the bus home. Stumbling home, she wandering home, she found the way round, she wants me to do it behind.
What would you do?
Man, I got too much respect for you, baby girl, we don't have to do that right now. I mean, it would be fun, but when the sun comes up, man, I think to myself, wait, what have I done? I'm like, fuck, I've got a little luck, a lot of girls I link, man, I have to get.
Had the same back since his feet were bound and kickers, creating unknown brothers and unknown sisters. Locked in blood gunk, flew into mixtures of sweat, grease, chicken, beef, love, leaking stitches. Learning his citizenship, he paints naked pictures. Learned to give her a tip, she waits on him but he's drifted. She took his eye and now his brain's gifted. A relaxed marriage on an island in the South Pacific. Bow! Some men are dogs to be specific. Some men are dogs to be specific. Clothes roll over when thoughts got explicit. Turn off the paper cause he read the CD snippet. Perverse scum, their tongue stung and twisted.
fine light. We all know they're devils and they're not withered. Uncovering these tales are quite horrific. Some men are dogs to be specific. Some men are dogs to be specific. Some men are dogs to be specific.
Thank you. been trying to do right. Sometimes I admit I lose sight, lose track and I do wrong. You try to keep the pain away, feel it. Tell me you believe the lies I say, you believe it. You try to keep those tears away, I can see it. Hanging on to the strings of yesterday, yesterday, yesterday. You're too good for me, too good for a sinner like me. Too good for me, too good for a beginner like me. You're too good for me, too good for a sinner like me. Too good for me, too good for a beginner like me. You're too good for me, too good. Too good for a sinner like me. Too good for me. Too good for a beginner like me. You're too good for me. Too good for me. Too good for a sinner like me. Too good for me. Too good for a beginner like me. You're too good. Too good for me. You're too good. Too good. I couldn't fall asleep last night. Wicked thoughts kept me awake. I lied watching the morning star, wondering whose hand can write out fate. You've been shedding new light, on every promise that I break. I know one day I will get too far. When I come back, it'll be too late.
It's too late, it's too late, it's too late.
You try to keep the pain away,
I can feel it.
Tell me you believe the lies I say,
believe it.
You try to keep those tears away,
I can see it.
The strings of yesterday,
yesterday, yesterday.
You're too good for me, too good for a sinner like me. Too good for me, too good for a beginner like me. You're too good for me,
too good for me,
too good for a sinner like me. Too good for me, too good for a beginner like me. You're too good for me. Too good for a sinner like me. Too good for me. Too good for a beginner like me. You're too good. Too good for me. Too good. You're too good. Too good for a beginner like me. You're too good. Too good for me.
Too good.
Too good. You're too good.
Too good for a sinner like me.
Too. And then comes the two to the three.
Sometimes you have three sinners. That was Breakbot. You're too good for me.
It's true.
Off of Still Waters, because them Still Waters run deep.
That's actually the name of one of the songs on the album.
Run deep?
Still Waters run deep.
Still Waters run deep. So, when you're a sinner, yeah. That's what happens. Or something.
I don't know.
To that effect.
I don't believe in sin, Mike. Don't
no
believe
sins.
It. Nope.
So it's
heaven, hell, afterlife. Just don't believe it. Don't buy any of that stuff.
He's not buying into any of that
nope.
Fooey.
Nope. Just don't buy it.
So no one can be too good.
No.
Or too bad.
No one can be too good or too bad.
Or be a sinner.
Correct.
They could just be.
It's true.
Or not be.
This is also true, yes.
That is the question.
And the thing is it's also not true.
It's also not the question.
That's right.
Whoop, there it is.
I think they said it best, actually.
You know what? If you go back to Whoop, there it is.
But you know what?
It's a great philosophy to live by.
But even that becomes a little confusing because
it might not be there.
Whoop, there it is. Or whoop, there it is.
Oh, damn. Now you got
deep. That's the question.
You were that.
Yes.
You need to write something up about that.
How can you have a reality where things make sense when you don't even know if it's woot or whoop?
It's like a parallel universe.
It's absolutely a parallel universe.
There's woot and there's woop.
But it's a parallel universe that exists within itself.
You're onto something.
Onto something, alright.
This needs further exploration.
Sure.
And I would like to
subscribe to my newsletter?
There'll be a forthcoming blog about the Whoop, whoop, there it is.
And I'll tie it in with the
stuff like that, yeah.
With the Berenstain mystery and the
This could be another thing.
The Mandela effect.
I think if you put out some kind of blog talking about that there's a parallel universe and somehow whoop there it is and whoop there it is.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I tweeted about this a couple years ago on the job. Like I said, I work with a lot of older folks. In the section where I work, there's a whole lot of Caucasians.
Yeah.
Yes. So a lot of older white folks. And one day, one of the old white guys. He just happened to say, apropos of nothing, whoop, there it is.
With a T?
With a T. And this was the thing that stood out to me. Is like, if he had said, whoop, there it is, I would have understood. Because tag team, back again.
Definitely.
You know, that was a really, really big hit. Huge pop hit. Like, that was all over the radio. It was all over the MTV.
It was all over. It was, any sporting event
It's on the now that's what I call music and all the rock jams or whatever they are, the jock jams, CDs, all of that stuff. But whoop, there it is. It was by what, 95 South?
Yeah.
Was more of a regional sort of Miami bass hit. And I was like, he went with woot, not whoop. And it blew my mind. Because I'm like, 65-year-old white guy, how does he know woot, there it is?
I don't know.
I don't know. Now, maybe he just spends a lot of time in the strip club. Maybe so he's very familiar with the Miami bass music. I don't know. But I think he might be the key to the whole mystery that we're talking about.
Talk to him.
I actually have him working on a playlist for the show. I know, but I seriously do.
He's gonna start it off.
He's a record collector.
I thought you were gonna say he's a redneck.
No, he's a record collector and has a huge collection of like 60s psychedelica and
there we go.
A lot of garage rock, all that kind of stuff. Like, that's his milieu. He has a lot of a shitload of records of all kinds of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I requested
stuff
from him because he's gonna be retiring soon. I requested.
What did you request him?
Like his 10 hits, his 10 joints.
Ooh, yes.
That are like, you know,
white hot top 10.
Those are like his tracks, like that he feels are, you know, maybe unheard of or that they're not.
He appreciates. Yes. Thinks too much to hear.
So I'm waiting for that from him.
There you go.
And that will be a show someday.
That'd be hot.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to that one.
As am I.
Then you can get into the woot, there it is discussion.
Probably not. I'm thinking about it though. But yeah, that was Breakbot. Too Good for Me from Stillwaters, like MIC said before that. And that's new music. That's new music. New music from.
I was gonna say, is that new Breakbot?
It's new Breakbot. That album is out. I think it's out right now, or will be coming out soon. One or the other. I don't know. On Ed Banger.
Ah.
Hadn't heard from Ed Banger.
Ed Banger, yeah.
Before that, new-ish music, as I said, the album came out sometime last year. I want to say October-ish. So late 2015. That was Neon Indian with Smut! Exclamation point.
I guess
from their Vega International Night School LP. Before that, also new music, brand new music from Junior Boys from their Big Black Coat LP. That was You Say That. A couple months ago, I was thinking about Junior Boys. I had listened to like something from one of their older albums. You know,
Hot Chip Remix.
Five years ago, the album came out years ago,
uh-huh.
And I was like, "Huh, Junior Boys? What the fuck happened to Junior Boys?" And
here's what happened.
Boom, new album.
Yeah,
out of nowhere. Before the Junior Boys, we started off way back with Archie Marshall, King Cruel, Sex with Nobody from his A New Place to Drown. In the background right now, music from Shigeto, Do My Thing. From his Intermission CD, tape, or LP, or MP3 download.
Yeah.
Or Tidal Stream. Because that's where everyone streams their music. They stream it on Tidal. I'm just gonna talk shit about Tidal. I don't know. I think until I get an email.
Jay-Z is
until
like
I get like a
Jay-Z,
a cease and desist email from Jay-Z, I'm just gonna keep talking crap about Tidal.
I think he's
because
like,
why not?
In like litigation with them. Hold on, let me look it up.
Okay, I need to know from you, what the hell is that thing with the ghost?
What thing is with the ghost?
No, go back.
So where?
Back to your main screen. What is this?
Okay. Snapchat.
See, I have no idea. I see that logo all the time, the yellow thing with the ghost, and I'm like, what is this?
It's a Snapchat.
I don't use it.
I thought there wasn't a... There's gotta be it for... We talked about it last time. There was no Snapchat app for...
No, that's that's iPhone only, man.
I'm telling you. That's gotta be crazy. I think you told me that last time. I'm still in denial.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
I'm still in denial that there's no Snapchat
because on my Android phone.
Yeah, here we go. Jay-Z to sue former Tidal owners.
Really?
For a $1.5 billion.
No, there is a Snapchat for Android.
Get on the chat.
But it's rated teen, and you know what? I'm an adult, so
you
can't
use. You gotta
it.
Get the adult version.
Yes.
Anyway, Jay-Z.
You know why? Because of penis.
You lots of penis on there.
Yeah.
Jay-Z has sued his former Tidal owners for inflating the number of worldwide subscribers. So apparently, someone was like, "Yo, Jay, there's like 5 billion subscribers."
No, there are not.
There was really like five. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, five.
2 million.
No, there's five. Just five. There's five subscribers.
In a letter sent to Tidal's former major shareholders and seen by TNW, Jay-Z's legal team said, "Panther has learned that the actual number of subscribers at that point in time was significantly lower and that the amount represented in the due diligence documents was greatly overstated." Now, who the heck is Panther? That's his legal team? He's not with the Panther? Or is that like a...
I don't know. It just makes me think of Panda. Now I just hear a dude saying Panther.
My legal Panther. That's the name of his lawyer, Panther.
You know what? I just hope his lawyer is a Panther. An actual black jaguar.
Not a Carolina Panther NFL football. Like
no, but an
Panther.
Actual big cat.
When they open up the doors to the courthouse, a Panther just walks in.
But a Panther in a suit.
With
he
a
still
briefcase.
Wears. He doesn't carry a briefcase because he still walks on all fours like an animal.
He's walking like a panther.
But he wears a suit. Maybe he could carry his briefcase case with his tail.
That would work.
Maybe.
Or he just has his notes in like a little breast pocket of his suit jacket.
But I picture him wearing.
He takes
a suit
it out with his tail
and wearing glasses as well. He has glasses on.
So what we're saying is, Jay-Z gonna win this suit.
No,
he is definitely gonna win because he got Panther with him. And there's your legal minute from.
Sure.
The only
person I'd rather have as my attorney is a panda.
Law offices of Panda and Panther.
Maybe. Panda, Panther, and Polar Bear.
and Penguin cover all the peas.
Oh my god. It'd be too much. It's too much, man.
You would win. You would always win because they're far too cute. They would distract the jury.
Distracted by cuteness.
So yeah, so there's your title, your update title. So I don't know if that means titles days are numbered, but that's not a good look. Not a good look at all. Also not a good look. We talk about Kanye every week and the album and whatnot. A day or so ago, his album that was only going to be available on Tidal, and he vowed to not put it on Apple Music or anywhere else. Well, yeah, it kind of went everywhere else. So
really,
so much for the Tidal exclusivity that lots of folks were experiencing with that as it dropped on everywhere else. And people that actually ordered the album still hadn't got it yet either.
The people with the hoodies and the shirts, yeah, and stuff.
Which is kind of crazy. So, yeah. So there you go.
I still haven't listened to it.
Dead man walking. Dead streaming service walking. Possibly.
Nobody's walking with that.
So I hope so. You know, I wonder if you get your money back if you like buy in right now.
What you mean, like stock?
No. Well, the stock in if you spent like, you know, for your subscription.
And oh, nobody's buying that.
And it like craps out. I don't know. If you're a Tidal subscriber and listen to this, shoot us an email.
Sure.
Shoot us a message on the Facebook, yes, or on the Twitter or whatnot, or on the website.
Imagination HQ on the Facebook. I want to touch on a couple of things real quick. One,
touch on them.
Weird names, because we've been talking about Panther and
Penguins and pandas and animals
and designer, and we saw the panda show was on TV.
Yo,
and
he wanted to
be a designer.
Polar Bear Cafe had a panda, and the panda was looking for a job. What kind of job?
Designer.
Crazy. Blew our minds.
Yep. And young rappers, and whether old people know who the young rappers are.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier today, Noah 23, who we played last week, played something from Noah 23, ended the show. He shared a video. He shared a video for... Is it Lil Yachty, Young Yachty, something like that? One of these young guy rap guys who are old like us, don't know nothing about. But he shared this video, and I want to say it's Young Yachty. I'm old, so I don't know. I just don't.
Sure, there's a Young Yachty and a Lil Yachty, so don't confuse the two.
But the song was featuring another dude.
Uh-huh.
And that other dude was named something like... like Burberry Perry or something like that. Yo, I shit you not. Yeah. I shit you not. And
I can't even laugh because that's most likely dude's name.
And Noah 23 was like, yo, all you old guys... Because he's an older guy. He's, you know, I don't know if he's as old as us, but he's an older guy. He was like, oh, you know, new rap is still amazing. All you guys who are haters, all you hater-ass dinosaurs can eat a dick. And he shared it. And I watched the video because, you know, he shared it, and I'm a fan of his. But I was also curious because I think the Burberry name, that dude, his name is dope as fuck. Like, I hope, like...
Burberry Perry.
Yes, or whatever it is. Go look that shit up. That name is dope as hell. Lil Yachty, not dope. Not a dope name. This is a terrible name. And so I commented, I was like, yeah, you know, this song I would not describe as good, but
it's
actually like catchy as fuck. Like, it's catchy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I can't call this young Yachty dude or whatever his name is, Lil Yachty, like a good lyricist by any stretch of the imagination, he still managed to make a good song. Like, and I use good in a really relative way because it's catchy and the beat is dope.
Yeah.
And I can't really say anything bad about it. the lyrics are like just are total nonsense. Horrible. Like I have no idea what, again, I don't know what he's talking about. Right. Like it's like that panda shit. But I would not so go so far as to say they are good at rapping, either of them.
Mm-hmm. But all things together.
But the song itself is kind of undeniably dope. And I don't know how that's a thing or why it's a thing. But yeah, it's got the hook and.
There you go,
yeah.
And it definitely is Lil Yachty and Burberry Perry. And the song is called Wanna Be Us.
That is what it is, yes. That is what the song is called.
And I'm going to listen to that later on today.
I should have had it ready and played it, getting the hell out of here, but...
Burberry Perry.
Because you know what? Speaking of emails, it's something that, like, I've been getting emails about that song for, like, the last week and a half. I've been getting emails like, yo, this is the hot new shit. Fucking, and I've just been like, Burberry Perry, that name is awesome. But I'm not listening to it because it's got a guy named Lil Yachty on it. And that's the honest truth.
Like, yeah, like where I found the instrumental for the designer track is off of a blog that pretty much everything on there is like Lil Yachty, Ferrari Testarossa. Johnny Lamborghini.
I'm pretty sure there is a dude named, like,
you know,
Ferrari Charlie or some shit like that. Yeah, I've gotten those emails too.
Big gold chain. Stevie Pistols. Stuff like that. It's all bad. It's like, it's all the names are like that.
Yo, I would be fine with a dude named Big Gold Chain.
No, none of those names bother me. I see the names and it's like, I don't even know. And then kids will ask me stuff. Mike, you heard Troy Ave? I'm like, who? What? But it would have been something like saying, like, yo, you like that Post Malone? Like, way back.
I'm like, I don't know, whatever.
But then the same thing is, I could mention, like, Open Mike Eagle and Serengeti.
I can name
like,
30,000 rap dudes like, that, no, that they never heard of.
Those names are crazy, too. Yeah. So, all right, you know, whatever. So, what am I going to say?
Yeah, I don't know. It, you know.
A lot of these are like, it was MC. There's no little.
Rap is like a setup. It's all a game. A lot of suckers with colorful names.
And that lyric is 50 years old.
1986, Mike.
I'm saying.
Yo.
I mean, dude's name was Knowledge Reigns Supreme over nearly everyone.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, yeah, that was his name, and he said his...
Imagine if that was all... if that was his name, and there was no KRS-One. And you just were like, damn, this dude's got a long-ass name.
Yeah. My thing is, I can go back and listen to any of those old KRS-One records anytime I want.
It's true.
The fact that Lil Yachty and Burberry Perry exist in 2016 does not diminish any of the shit that I grew up on.
No.
At all.
No, we could go DJ somewhere and play both of those artists in the same night.
And that's my thing. It's like, I have no problem doing a show and playing Open Mike Eagle and Designer in the same show.
Yeah.
I have no problem playing fucking, you know, playing LP and Future or, you know, I just don't. Because it's whatever, and I like what I like, and I like a lot of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of leads into the next song that we're going to play. The song that we're going to play before we get on out of here is new music, brand new music from Subtract. Been a fan of Subtract for a number of years. And his new album, I don't know, we talked about this a little bit.
We talked about it last
that
last
it's,
week.
It's getting a new album, Save Yourself,
mm-hmm.
is getting, I guess, a sort of mixed response from a lot of people. Because the Dream is all over the album, number mm-hmm. one. Like the Dream is on like three right, songs right. from the album, and it's
almost like a Dream EP.
Almost, yeah.
Sort of like who's it? Jeremy
doing that album with Shlomo record, yeah.
Which I love. Yo, I love that.
How
damn
have we not
Shlomo
played
record.
Anything off that?
I don't know.
But
I think that should knocks.
But the album leans a little bit more away from like the style that he was doing before, mm-hmm. which was a little sort of pseudo garage.
Yeah, he definitely was trying to do.
Little,
he definitely was doing something
little,
with this.
A little garagey.
This album.
He's got
this
like
EP. It's like it's not even like that. It's like six.
It's
songs.
A, it's like an extended
songs.
EP, yeah. basically, but or a short album, one or the other. It's kind of leaning in like an R&B direction a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just different, but you know, I was going through the songs earlier today, and there's still dope songs on the album.
I can't play that joint on the way home Friday.
I can't front, which is why we're going to end the show with Bury You featuring The Dream from Subtract, Save Yourself, because this shit is dope.
And this is a dude, and The Dream?
Yeah.
I can give two shits about The
Dream.
Yeah,
I'm not invested in this dude at all.
I was never checking for dude at all. You know, he's all over Kanye's album. He's all over this record.
But you know,
surprising
dudes that we're not invested in. I'm not. That's one of the things when it comes to the young generation of rappers that are popular with the kids these days. I don't hate them. We've talked about this a lot. I side with Noah 23. There's still good shit still comes out. But I'm not invested in any of those artists necessarily the same way I am invested in, like, Open Mike Eagle and Serengeti. Or the same way I was invested in KRS-One and Rakim when I was a kid. I'm just not.
The shelf life for a lot of stuff now is
But I'm starting limited. To become invested in some people. Like, someone like A$AP Rocky, I've become invested in him, even though initially I was just like, he's kind of interesting and that's okay.
All right. There's some new guys, you know, people out like that, so.
And last week, we were talking about A$AP Ferg and Shabba Ranks from way back when it came out. And we were erroneous. And I found out afterwards there actually was a remix of A$AP Ferg's Shabba Ranks. And with all due respect, M. Cody of our sister site, Little Fish Inc., is the one who found the remix and played it for me. But there was a remix that has Shabba Ranks on it. But this is kind of indicative of the struggle that we're talking about here. It's got Shabba Ranks doing his Shabba Ranks thing. Doesn't have a sample of Trail Load of Girls, though, which is my main thing. I want a sample of Trail Load of Girls.
Yeah, somebody should have been dropping in some Shabba tracks in there.
Also has Busta Rhymes on it. But also has Migos on it, who you mentioned all the time on the podcast.
The Migos.
I don't think I've ever really heard a Migos song ever in my life, but it was kind of hilarious because, like, I'm not super invested in A$AP Ferg. He's interesting, though. He has an interesting style.
It's a good voice.
And it's a lot of it has to do with his voice. Yeah.
So that's what drew me in.
I'm definitely not invested in Migos. I have no idea who Migos is. I don't know nothing about him. I used to be invested in Busta Rhymes.
Right.
And the thing is like Busta Rhymes, he's been killing tracks since 1991.
Right.
Like going on somebody else's song and murdering the song.
Right.
You know, from Scenario right on down the line. If Busta Rhymes is on the song, everyone else, you can basically just turn their fucking verse off. And when Busta Rhymes starts rapping, you can just turn the volume up and be like, okay, that's it. That's the song.
Yeah.
The rest of the song is fucking irrelevant. And so we're listening to the song, and we're like, so basically Busta Rhymes is going to make everybody else on this song fucking irrelevant on this song. And that's totally the case, because it's fucking Migos.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, A$AP Ferg really isn't holding his own with Busta Rhymes.
No.
So Migos definitely is not holding his own against Busta Rhymes. And that's the thing is, you know, Busta was affiliated for a minute with, like, the Cash Money,
Millionaires?
Cash Money, Young Money dudes.
Okay.
He was, like, doing songs with, you know, Lil Wayne and Chris Brown and
that dude's been
Tyga and all of those.
Stay cashing checks.
And there was a song where he raps on the song that, like, the track sounds like bees. It's got, like, buzzing in the song. I can't remember what it's called, but it was a Chris Brown song. And it had like random young dude rappers on it who are trash.
And he gets out.
And Busta Rhymes just fucking comes on and murders the whole thing. And I'm like, I that's one of the things where I'm just like, dude, to be Busta Rhymes, who admittedly he's made a bunch of trash as far as I'm concerned as well. Like in his own solo career,
yeah.
A lot of the stuff that he put out, I can't fuck with some of the stuff. You know, when you start getting into like the A-Rab Money and all that kind of stuff, I can't fuck with any of that. I just can't.
He started lifting all the weights.
Yeah. but he also has maintained and
he's not gone
and put out joints, and he hasn't
not gone
anywhere.
And
is and he can still destroy a microphone, and so you know it's like I don't know what it must be like to be one of those dudes where like. Somebody like Busta, he's still capable. It's not like he's fallen off.
Yeah, his sword is still sharp.
He is not, you know, because there are a lot of dudes who were my heroes back in the day who admittedly have, you know, fallen off.
Yeah, they're
just
they're,
out of laziness or being rich or whatever.
Yeah,
he just started rapping about stuff that I didn't really care about. Like, when he started rapping about Coke, I'm just like, I don't want to hear that from Busta Rhymes.
That's his book. He's out with the OG Genesis.
Right.
And the freaking, I love the Coco, and he fell off the stage.
And that's the thing. It's like, yo, Busta Rhymes compared to OT Genesis is just like, you know.
It's like light years.
It's like, I don't know, man. It's like comparing fucking, you know, Albert Einstein.
With Migos.
To like. Yeah, basically. So I don't know what it must be like to be one of those dudes. Forget being the salty rap fan who's like, oh, I don't fucking care about these young guy rappers.
Well, you're probably missing out on a lot of good Busta Rhymes because you're not checking for these songs.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, I'm not listening to this.
But I listen to those songs because I'm like, I know Busta is gonna shine way more on this song with dudes who he's a million times better than he does when he's gonna put out his own fucking single.
That's sort of what he needs to do. I know he did like a mixtape last year or the year before.
Yeah, with the dragon and with Q-Tip. Yeah.
There were some songs on that where he was just, again, he was with other people.
Yeah.
Just slaying it. I don't know if it's because he's not, if he's just, you know, it's more off the top of the head or what, or I don't know. But, let's dragon out.
Yeah. And I'm glad that occasionally we get dudes from this new era, you know, like the ASAP Mob, mm-hmm. who will go and pull dudes out. Cause like I said, the ASAP Ferg album had freaking,
you know,
Be Real and Onyx and Bone Thugs and Harmony on it. And they were all in top form. That remix, you know, has Busta Rhymes. ASAP Rocky's album had Mos Def, and we talked about that, and I thought he was coming back, and then he fucking
his beard,
you know, and then that's all. He went and is doing whatever. But yo, I mean, you got to give shit a chance. It's one of the reasons why you will hear what you hear on this show.
Yep.
Where we'll play something by some of, you know, we played Young Thug, we played, you know.
Yeah. Nah, make some good tracks. I'm not you know. That's how it's gonna be.
I would say this is a no hater zone.
Oh, we're definitely some haters.
But we will clown you. We will still clown. Like I like yo fucking Migos. I don't fucking care. I just don't fucking care. But yo, I'll clown Rakim. If Rakim puts out some garbage, I'm gonna be like, fuck him.
You're the first one there.
You know what I mean? It's
like, what are you doing?
If he, you know, came out tomorrow with some track and was on some bullshit and was like, you know, whipping and nae-naeing or whatever like that. And I don't even know what that is, by the way. I'm just saying that. Steph Curry.
There you go.
That's it.
Steph Curry. Yep.
White Iverson. This is gonna do it for the catchphrase show for another week here at the Clandestine Transmission. We'll remind you once again, you can find us on the social media, ImageiNationHQ. That's ImageiNation, capital H, capital Q, on the Facebook, on the Twitter. You can find me personally at Elketer, ElKeter.
You gotta tell them where you live.
On Twitter, Elketer Benzadik, ElKeterBenzadik. On Instagram, which is still crashing for me. They need to get their shit together. They put out a new version of Instagram the other day, and it still just crashes my
really?
Phone. I'm sick and tired of it. I can't use it.
I don't know if they changed. This was a switch things up, and you don't see things chronologically.
I thought the new app would fix whatever's making it crash, but of course not.
Is there an update or something? I don't know.
Also, ImageiNation HQ on the PlayStation Network. Check out Little Fish Inc. Also on the the PlayStation Network. That's LitteleFishink. Littlefishink.com. Buy a sweater or a hat or something. And MIC is also on the Twitter at MIC, where he will deny your friend request.
I apologize. Might be a bunch of listeners wanting to add me.
Because he just thinks everyone's fake. And
no, there's some real people on there.
But he does accept friend requests on behalf of his dog, Bongiornino, on every social media platform. Except for Facebook. He's not on Facebook, is he?
Yeah, no, that's whatever.
That's just too much. It's too much.
It's too much. I'm lazy with it. Instagram and Snapchat are nice and easy. It's like, oh, hey, here's my dog. I'm done. Walk away. Facebook's a little bit more involved.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have to, like, chat people up and, like, you know, respond. That's why I did the Tumblr page first, where I wanted zero interaction. I'm like Seinfeld. I don't want to give you a
that's why you're hanging out with Larry David.
Have a chat with you and all that stuff.
Hanging out at the park with Larry David. Because you're like Seinfeld.
Word. So check out the Subtract. Check the album out.
Yep.
It's fresh.
It's going to do it for another edition of the Clandestine Transmission. I promise you, at some point, I'm going to get my shit together and not be a mess. Every time I record a podcast. No, I'm all over the place. The last couple weeks, I've just been all discombobulated. I'm gonna try to get my shit together.
Get your combobulation together.
I'm gonna work on that in the future. But for now, enjoy the sounds of Subtract featuring The Dream, Bury You. On the Clandestine Transmission. Until next time, I'm El Ketter.
It's MIC.
We're out of here. Yeah.
How does it feel to be gone?